Baptismal service. Baptism is an occasion for educating those who witness it. The one who administers the ordinance of baptism should seek to make it an occasion of solemn, sacred influence upon all spectators. Every ordinance of the Church should be so conducted as to be uplifting in its influence. Nothing is to be made common or cheap, or placed on a level with common things. Our churches need to be educated to greater respect and reverence for the sacred service of God. As ministers conduct the services connected with God's worship, so they are educating and training the people. Little acts that educate and train and discipline the soul for eternity are of vast consequence in the uplifting and sanctifying of the Church. Robes should be well constructed. The robe should be made of substantial material, of some dark color that water will not injure, and they should be weighted at the bottom. Let them be neat, well-shaped garments, made after an approved pattern. There should be no attempt at ornamentation, no ruffling or trimming. All display, whether of trimming or ornaments, is wholly out of place. When the candidates have a sense of the meaning of the ordinance, they will have no desire for personal adornment. Yet there should be nothing shabby or unseemly, for this is an offense to God. Everything connected with this holy ordinance should reveal as perfect a preparation as possible. Each church should have its own baptismal robes. It is not well for one church to depend upon borrowing robes from another. Often when the robes are needed, they are not to be found. Some borrower has neglected to return them. Every church should provide for its own necessities in this line. Let a fund be raised for this purpose. If the whole church unite in this, it will not be a heavy burden. Singing helps make a baptism impressive. 32 candidates were buried with their Lord in baptism, and arose to walk in newness of life. This was a scene that angels of God witnessed with joy. Several children were baptized first, and then the older ones. Occasionally a stanza of some hymn of praise was sung. There was no confusion. The entire service was impressive. A lake or stream provides an ideal setting for baptism. Whenever possible, let baptism be administered in a clear lake or running stream. And give to the occasion all the importance and solemnity that can be brought into it. At such a service, angels of God are always present. A bathtub may be appropriate for an emergency baptism. Arrangements will be made to fulfill the aged man's request for baptism. He is not strong enough to go to underscore or to underscore, and the only way in which the ceremony can be performed is by getting a bathtub and letting him into the water.